I feel all right. It was unusual to be feeling, decent and not being able to play for sure.
When Burkholder was injured the other day,
yeah.
I know you were here, he talked about the swelling in that, the spleen.
Yeah.
They got to the bottom of that?
So that'll be a, I'll get re-imaged, re-scanned here in a few weeks, and they'll take a look at it and see. But all the other testing that I did, all the blood work, all came back positive. So I think if we re-image it, there's a chance that some people just have slightly larger spleens, or if it is back to normal, that it probably was from the hit.
But it's just mainly rest.
Literally the only thing I was told I can't do is play tackle football. So, I can work out. I can, normal activities. It was just, just not getting tackled. And I guess other impact things that I don't know what else I would do in the off season though that would be similar to that. Pretty normal life. I can work out though fully. Yeah. It's hard to generalize. Every play is different. The designs of plays are different. All those scenarios are different. The situations, it's just tough. Certainly I think there's times, you always, as a quarterback, you never want to be looking at the rush. That's kind of something you feel and you move within the pocket and you feel. And I think certainly when you become a runner, those are things that you feel and then all of a sudden open up to you and you kind of react to. I think you're always trying to leave your eyes downfield and try to create, but you always have this internal time clock in your head too, right? That you've trained and you got this time clock of ball getting out. And a lot of times you get over that and, sometimes there's not a lot of good things that can happen standing in there with the ball. Eventually something's got to happen. So you try to create and, it's just different though. Some plays have different answers. Sometimes you're really trying to push the ball downfield. So you're really trying to do that. Some plays, are different, five-man protection, and the ball kind of has to come out because, maybe we are a little light on the protection side, and you don't want to be holding it as long.
When you look back at the film of this year, I'm sure, your heart's just How do you feel about the amount of times you guys went downfield, right? Do you feel you left some stuff out there on the field sometimes, or was that all just part
of it? Yeah, I think it's without it. It's impossible to go through a year of film and not see plenty of missed opportunities. You're just not going to get them all. You're not going to see them all. I don't care who you are. I think that's just the way it is. So certainly I think – and it's hard because we haven't had this chance at this point, but as you're going through the year, you watch the film and you learn from it, but then you're on to the next week and the next challenge, and so you don't really bank that stuff like that. So it'll be good here with the off season to really kind of pool all those, all that film together and really be able to categorize it and break it down all the different ways and see and really kind of analyze it from that perspective, like big picture.
I've never really asked you about the deep ball.
Yeah.
Is that something?
I think you want big plays. And certainly that's a part of it is pushing it down vertically. It's to throw the ball. Certainly you're always trying to create big plays on offense and efficient plays. I don't think you want to force them though. They need to be things that are, just come to you and are built in and be able to make those plays. I think anytime you're, stubborn enough to say, I'm going to throw this deal. I don't think good things happen. You need to be able to take the opportunities when they show themselves. And then execute them. Yeah.
You've gone to the postseason, I guess, even though you wouldn't be playing yourself this coming week.
Uh-huh.
You've gone, three straight years, I guess?
Yeah.
How weird is it?
Very final. It's just strange that, we had a chance the entire year. Literally up until our last game, and obviously we knew we had to have some help. But you were still alive on some level. And then there, immediately after the game, you're done. It's a very final feeling, just how final it is, very empty, and how fast that happens, that it's just done. Everything you've been working for, all that talk, all that, the hours, the commitment, sacrificing, all that stuff that you do to put in, and it's done. It wasn't enough, you know?
Sometimes a team like this team last year went 11-5.
Yeah.
And draw a little tougher schedule and just the way the draft works and all that. I mean, did this team take a step back, or is it, did it tread water? Or do you see, despite the not going to the playoffs, some steps forward?
Where
this program is now?
I certainly feel like today that we're a really good football team, and that, you know, very, very close, I think, from being an elite football team, I think. It's just how I feel about it. I feel like we got the core to do some really good things. I think looking back at this year, certainly we didn't put ourselves in a position, to get into the tournament. And I think some missed opportunities is what I look back on. Certainly feel like some games we should have won, had won. And didn't, you know, and then you get to this time of year and those things add up, you know, I think you look at how we played against top competition, in the NFL, when we were playing to our, you know, our level. I think that's what gives me that feeling, you know, that we're not that far off, you know. Yeah.
Where's the sense of urgency now?
Absolutely. I mean, it's right in front of us. I feel like I'm saying. I mean, it's right here. This opportunity is right in front of us. I don't think anyone. I mean, regardless of age. It's on to the next step. And for us, it's over. 2014's over. That season's over. That everything that we've been talking about and doing, it's over. And the next deal in front of us, and the whole. For us, that football calendar, I mean, it's on to the next one now. I mean, and as crappy as that is, the quick turnaround, I mean, but that's the honest truth. And that is the sense of urgency, I think, that here now is obviously a lot of us split ways, but the team's not going to be the same. And that's probably the first start of it, that from an organizational standpoint, that the team is not going to be the same. And guys are going to be gone, new faces coming in, and you're on to the next year. And you have to have a sense of urgency for that. I mean, I mean, for a little bit, we're on our own here. I mean, even with the CBA, I mean, we're not together. Yeah, you're split up. Guys are going their own ways. I mean, the guys that are under contract that are going to be here. A lot of that, you know, that's the personnel side. I mean, they, you know, it's their job to get us better as well. And they have decisions to make and things to do, and it's kind of their time. We can't be back till, you know, April, whatever. And that's when, as a team, you know, we get to kind of begin our journey. But certainly before then, all of us on our own, I mean, it'd be crazy to take that long off. I mean, certainly we're all working to become better, and things we can do to improve on our own, and me no different. I think the older you get, the more this becomes a year-round deal. And for me, it'll be a reflection on, you know, like we're talking about this year, what do I need to get better at? I mean, what do you need to improve on? And what are some things that I can take with me here in this offseason and really work on and to do that? I mean, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's certainly got a lot of talk. I mean, yesterday is tough to top that. I mean, a guy catching it and fumbling at the whatever yard, I mean, 6-inch yard line, and then someone else scoring. I just think a freak, ironic thing that happened. And certainly I feel like I look back and we'll watch the whole film, that there's another opportunity that a guy could have had one. There's another opportunity that we could have had one, another, you know, and it just didn't happen. Yeah, I don't know what else to say, you know.
I know football players can't live in the past. So
uh-huh.
That, right?
Yeah.
But when you look at that film, do you expect there to be, is that something that you wish you could have just gotten out of the way?
I mean, looking back, yeah, but certainly. I mean, it's just not something I even thought about, you know, until, whatever it was, week 9, 10, all of a sudden you hear that, oh, receiver didn't have a touchdown. You're like, really? I don't know. And you start thinking about it, I guess they don't. I think for us, our focus entirely was always on scoring points and winning games, and it wasn't necessarily getting a guy a touchdown so we could stop talking about it. I mean, certainly it was just – I mean, I think we handled it the right way, and just, you know, focus was on winning and scoring points and whoever scores them. I think for us, though, you'll have this whole like I said, you have this all this film for us to learn from. And certainly, you're not just turning your back on it. Yeah, and you'd hope you got offensive weapons out there that and you're utilizing them and you're scoring points. And, yeah, that they are helping you. So maybe, yeah, I mean, certainly it's something we'll look at as you look at the film and analyze it all. You're not ignorant to it, though. Yeah, to answer your question, it's not like we're just turning your back on it. It's probably something you look at and see, yeah, is there evidence? I mean, do we need to do something different, you know? Yeah, I mean, it'd be tough to tell you right now. I mean, for me, it's everything at this point. You know, you want to continue to work on all those things, fundamentals being a big part of it. You know, that's something here this week, though. I'll get to sit down and go over with Coach Reed and Doug and, you know, Coach Nagy and really kind of sit down and hash out a plan.
All right. Thanks. Last one, Bob, sorry.
Reaction to the news and events with the 49ers in the last...
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I just feel like I'm so far removed, no idea what's going on. Tough for me to speculate, you know, to what actually, all that stuff there. So
surprising to see him leave, though?
Yeah, I mean, it's surprising, I think, for anyone, I mean, to win that many games, you know, and to not be there is, you know, there's not many coaches, right? I think I saw a list, and pretty unique company.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks.